1998, the FBI announces the creation of a major unit to fight cybercrimes, from hackers stealing money to terrorists trying to shut down urban power grids. Legendary singer Frank Sinatra dies of a heart attack at age 82, and Titanic becomes the highest-grossing film of all time, earning more than $580 million domestically. Microsoft also made record profits in 1998 and launched official subsidiaries in India and El Salvador, as well as Microsoft Arabia. Early in the new year, on January 26th, Microsoft announces that it will add two new Actimates learning system characters to its product lineup. Mark Brown's Arthur and Arthur's little sister DW will be introduced at Toy Fair in New York on February 9th. They join preschool Barney, who debuted last year as the first Actimates plush character. Now, on the same day, Microsoft Corporation's board of directors approves a 2-for-1 split of its common shares. Shareholders will receive one additional common share held on the record date of February 6, 1998. In the summer, on May 8, Microsoft adapts to the debut of the euro, when the corporation announces plans to support the euro currency symbol in the Windows operating system's family. Shortly after, on May 18th, Microsoft receives some bad news. The U.S. Justice Department and 20 state attorney generals file an antitrust suit against Microsoft, charging the company with abusing its market power to thwart competition.
The high technology revolution of the past two decades is one of America's greatest success stories.
Holding up the release of a major software innovation, such as Windows 98, would be like telling General Motors they cannot come out with new cars this fall, or telling Paramount they can't come out with any new movies on July 4th, or telling Wall Street they can't issue any new stock.
Despite the bad news, life goes on for the company, and on June 23rd, Microsoft TerraServer, the world's largest database on the web, becomes available. The site contains more than a trillion bytes of compressed aerial and satellite Earth photos that constitute the world's largest and most detailed atlas. Co-creators of the site are Compaq Computer Corp, the U.S. Geological Survey, and Aerial Images, Inc. 2 days later, Windows 98 is made available in more than 40 countries worldwide and from more than 12,000 retail outlets in North America.
One is that by supporting the latest internet standards like HTML, we're able to make using the computer simpler for people. For example, I can now click on icons, and you'll see on the left part of the screen this HTML-based information that provides, it's a little program called the magnifier, and when I launch it, what you're going to see is that the My Computer icon is going to drop down, and what you'll see in the top pane now is that we actually are able to magnify the screen, and specifically everywhere I move the mouse. So as I move to My Computer, as you can see, it's much easier to read the text on that screen, and I can increase or decrease the magnification as I desire. But I just want to show you the degree to which you can actually customize the desktop. Okay, the last two things I want to show you. One is support for a new media format called a digital versatile disk, or DVD for short. It looks very much like a CD-ROM. I actually have one installed here in the computer, and I just want to give you a feel for what this new media format will do again for users in terms of providing greater storage and higher fidelity of information. And so this is actually a television that we're broadcasting here in New York, and I can actually come up and use now the power of software to do a number of things. For example, I can pull up the electronic programming guide. We are very excited about Windows 98. It's going to be a fantastic thing for consumers. It's going to run the things that people run today easier, faster, and more reliable. But beyond that, Windows 98, in partnership with many of the folks here who are building software and hardware, is going to unlock a whole new range of hardware devices and entertainment capabilities.
2 weeks later, on July 21st, Bill Gates appoints Steve Ballmer president of Microsoft. Days after Ballmer's promotion, Microsoft and a group of leading African-American scholars begin to collaborate on Microsoft Encarta Africana, a comprehensive multimedia reference resource on the history, geography, and culture of Africa and people of African descent. On August 6th, Microsoft President Steve Ballmer announces the establishment of a new Microsoft campus in Mountain View, California. It's created to better meet the needs of Silicon Valley developers and customers, and to centralize the location of nearly 800 employees who currently work at various sites throughout the valley. 2 months later, Microsoft introduces its first telephone, the Microsoft Cordless Phone System. This phone uses the power of the PC to deliver unprecedented flexibility and ease for customizing call management and message services. Microsoft Call Manager software also performs a variety of call management functions. The cordless phone system will retail for an estimated price of $199.95. Later that month, on October 16th, the antitrust trial against Microsoft begins in Washington, D.C. The opening statements are made by the Justice Department's lead attorneys.
It appears tonight that the showdown is near between state and federal governments and the computer software giant Microsoft. The big question, will Microsoft be allowed to ship its new operating system, Windows 98, as is with the internet accessories?
With the trial underway, Microsoft announces the next major release of the Windows NT line of products, Windows 2000. The name change signals the evolution of Windows NT technology into mainstream use in November. Microsoft SQL Server version 7.0 is launched at COMDEX and receives PC Week's Best of Show and Best Productivity Software Awards.
All customers want reliability in their data. You know, when you have data for your business, it's like putting that data in that file cabinet and locking it. It's a fireproof, it's behind the safe, it's that important. And SQL Server has to provide that kind of reliability and security for customers. But we wanted to do it in a way that would enable a new generation of applications. We designed SQL Server so that it would be easy for customers to buy an application, install it, and not have to worry that there's a sophisticated piece of technology running underneath that's worrying about their data and taking care of it for them. The things customers were absolutely telling us they wanted in SQL Server 7 was scalability. We took that to heart. It was a fundamental design point early on that we wanted to design the data structure so that we could scale the very large databases, 1 terabyte and above. I believe we proved that with the Terra server during the development process. We built a 1 terabyte database early on. The research lab in California went out and worked with the U.S. government and the Russians to get some space satellite images. We put those down and ran that database throughout our development cycle and then got it up on the web. And it's been a great runner and taken well over 1 billion hits so far. So not only did it help us as a design point to have a customer when you were designing 1 terabyte and beyond scalability, but it also was a real-world test. Nobody had thought about ease of use in a database product. Database product was a big macho thing. It had to be something that was really kind of a black box, kind of a technology for only a few.
Everybody has such a passion to deliver. And it's not just a passion to just get this product out the door. It's a passion to really deliver the best product for the customer. And it's like none other. It's fabulous. I love it.
Microsoft SQL Server 7.0.
Microsoft hits one final milestone on December 7th when Microsoft Project passes the 3 millionth customer mark. Now, this helps the corporation reach a 1998 fiscal year-end sales totaling of $14.48 billion, while the employee headcount now grows to more than 27,000 people. 1998 has been another wildly profitable year for Microsoft, but 1999 will bring even more growth and a resolution to the antitrust trial.